Recording.
You're Beyond the Basement with Jim Jim, Johnny, and Yeti, where we talk about all kinds of stuff. Aliens, conspiracy theories, what else we talk about? Cryptozoology, all kinds of stuff. Whatever.
All kinds anything of and stuff. Everything.
Chips.
And even food. Food.
Yeah,
food.
Man.
So in today's, we're going to rank the best chips. And as chips, I'm saying puffs and crisp, whatever you want to fucking call them.
Yeah, the whole...
Like, we're not getting into the debate whether a Cheeto is a chip. You know,
that's
not
what we're...
Yeah, well, yeah. And since...
Obviously, we already know reviews... don't agree with that.
No, I agree, but I'm not... There's so much internet, like, bullshit on it, I don't want to... Like, I would consider it a chip because if you said, hey, you want some chips, and you brought me Cheetos, I wouldn't get mad.
I'd be actually kind of happy about it.
Yeah, like, I'm you know like, what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I got some chips, there's Cheetos, there's Lay, you know, plain,
yeah.
Doritos, whatever. But we ranked cereal, and everyone loved it. We got so many requests to do chips. So we... I mean, it took us months to get here, but we're finally getting here. You know, we got these requests, and we're a little late, but we're here.
Yeah, we're here. We finally made it. We circled around. This is the season finale.
Yes,
season A of Beyond the Basement
ranking, right?
Yeah, man. I feel like this is kind of getting back to our roots a little bit because I feel like when we first started this, it was kind of aliens and stuff, but we also wanted to just be fat because we would always get on talking about food
That's true.
On the Horror Basement when it was just us, you know. That's kind of why we started this show, and I feel like this is a really appropriate end.
Yeah.
For the first season.
Not for the show, just the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first season, episode A. Or season A, episode Z. So it's gonna be a fun episode. We got some chip facts. And like I say, we're saying that Cheetos are fucking chips, guys. And
they are chips.
You can consider them puffs if you want to. I don't care.
Okay. Ain't that right, buddy?
What's that?
You go all out when it's involved with food.
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, we're gonna try to do a fun show here.
How about this? Because you're a fast food junkie that tries to keep yourself in check. Let's rank fast food one time.
Dude, I don't think I could rank fast food.
Why?
Because I love, besides McDonald's. McDonald's is the bottom of fucking fast food chains.
It is.
They got spicy McNuggets now.
Ooh, I would try those. I do like nuggets.
That's the only thing good at McDonald's because every time I go, I'm disappointed. But I heard the Travis Scott burger, the quarter pounder with bacon and lettuce. Dude, they're having trouble keeping up with that. Like they're having a hamburger shortage. McDonald's is because everybody wants that Travis Scott burger because it comes with the fries and the barbecue sauce and dip the fries in and a Sprite. And that's the fucking perfect combo. I mean, when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Donald's that has the Travis Scott burger?
Yeah.
It's his Travis Scott meal. It's just his quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, lettuce, and I think mayonnaise. And but the spicy nuggets have failed.
Well, they matched them with the Travis Scott burger.
Pretty much close to the same time, yeah, and it's failed.
Hey, so I have a question here.
Yeah.
Maybe one of you guys. Who the fuck is Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think he's a rapper. I don't know.
Oh, thank God.
Cereal. He's the one that put out a cereal and it sold like crazy.
Oh God! I thought I was out of the loop.
Or a basketball player, because I don't know. I think he's a singer, but I'm not 100% sure because I'm not really into rap music as much. Is he? Yeah, I know what he looks like.
Oh, okay, yeah. Is that a, that narrow.
Famous for the Kardashians?
No, yeah, I was going to say that narrows it down.
Oh.
Yeah, don't he have a baby with
Kylie?
Kylie, yeah. So, I mean, he's jamming it.
Man.
What is he jamming?
He's pounding that Kardashian pussy. I don't know. But, yeah, so it's failed, the spicy nuggets. And you know why it's failed? Because mostly children eat nuggets.
Hey, guess what?
I mean, it's just true, you know.
Donald Trump said the Travis Scott burger was shit.
That's shit.
I don't know. Oh, hey. Shit. Well, you know why? Because Donald Trump loves fast food.
Well, if he's I don't know.
Because McDonald's sucks, bro. But yeah, he loves fast food. And old Warren Buffett, you know, he loves fast food. And I heard a reason why. And he's like one of the wealthiest people in the world. It's because the food that made him happiest was when he was 6 years old. So he eats like a six-year-old.
Yeah, real quick, you know what makes me happy? It's one of Yeti's songs. Yeti, you have one to prepare for this
night. Yeah, man.
Hold on. I don't know if it's your audio or my headphones, but your audio is like cutting out really bad. Is it for you, Yeti?
Yeah, it kind of cut out there for a second.
Mine?
Yeah, like I don't know what it is. But
is it good now?
Yeah, it's good now.
Okay.
All right, Yeti.
All right. So this is called the Ballad of Tweaker Sean. It's kind of based on a guy I used to know. Well, I drive my powder in the sun, and there ain't no numbers on my gun. I can't ever shut my eyes. Watch the skies. Hang on. We're gonna have to cut that out. I blanked. That's
part of the song.
No. Okay, let me. I lost it. All right, we're gonna start over. Let me start over here. We're gonna have to cut all that shit out. Start over. This is a tune. Yeah, take two. God damn it. This is a song called "Ballad of Tweaker Sean." It's kind of based on a guy I used to know. Dry my powder in the sun. There ain't no numbers on my gun. I can't shut my. Always gotta watch the skies. And I ain't slept since 96. When they put me on that ship, and all the things they did to me, it still haunts me in my dreams. That's why I got hollow tip bullets and punctured veins. Cause they ain't taking me again. I've been waiting on the graves. Hollow tip bullets and punctured veins. While I stay way off in the sticks. Clean my guns and cook that shit. They say that I'm crazy as a loon. We'll see who's really crazy soon. Cause I see the light coming through the trees. And I know that they're coming back for me. I shoot and I don't ever miss. They'll soon discover this. Cause I got hollow tip bullets and punctured veins. and they ain't taking me in. I've been waiting on this day. I've been waiting on the graves with hollow tip bullets and country names. Ain't if it bleeds and it can die. Aim true right between their eyes. Bullets tear through great flesh. Then that beam hit my chest. I woke up hanging upside down. Gray men standing on the ground. They spoke without a sound. Wish I'd have died there on the ground. All those bullets to my name. I can't do this shit again. One hollow bullet to my name. I can't live with the shame. So it's one hollow tip bullet to my brain. Yeah. Balance week, Sean.
Strung up by some grays.
Yes, sir.
Yeti, you fucked me up, man. I thought you was doing a funny song, and you.
And yeah, I was waiting on for the you couldn't deal with the shame because you got anal probe somewhere. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, took it dark on you. Took it dark on you.
Yeah,
man.
I will. All right, let me lie to you. I'll show you one I've been working on a little bit. It's not good yet, but it's kind of got. I'm kind of going for like an old gospel feel, you know. Kind of a country gospel kind of thing. Well, anyway, here we go. We'll be smoking weed with Bigfoot in that mountain way up high. We'll be eating big old mushrooms in that spaceship in the sky. We'll do some acid with Mothman. As the bridges all come down, we'll be chatting up some ghost chicks to say on by and by. When we pierce on through that veil, y'all, and we see the other side.
Yeah, we need to get you in like a studio to get or with a really good microphone for some lyrics.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't saying nothing bad about your first song. It's just I was totally expecting something else.
Yeah. See, the rest of my stuff has had a real has had a lot of humor issue. There was no humor to that.
Well, I kind of knew where he was going when with the hollow tip bullet, and you only had one. And I was like, well, I know where this is going.
Is he gonna get a joke in there?
He got anal probed, and he just can't live with it. So he's gonna shoot.
Yeah, I was over here smiling, waiting to laugh, and there was no. I was like, I don't get to laugh.
I
don't get to laugh. Oh my God!
That was good though.
Thank you.
Need to get you in a studio and make a Yeti album.
Man, dude, that'd be cool.
a crypto album, you know, would be like really niche, but
it'd be fun.
That word, but like, if you could get it spread around, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think people would dig it. Well, let's move into our bracket here. And our bracket's different because I don't know how to do brackets because I never did any kind of bracket. We're going to have a weird number at the end. It's going to finish different than every other bracket. I got a pen. Because in our first round, we're going I try to separate it with flavors and not flavors as best as I could. Or like the cheesy side, you know what I'm saying? And the odd stuff, like, not odd, but Cheetos and Doritos on one side. And, like, regular kind of plain, like, you know, on the other.
Yeah.
And everyone agreed to it. So, and this is just what the brand names, we're going brand names here. And this is what brand names are here.
Waterloo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for the people out there, we live in the South. Frito's Lay's and pretty much runs, Frito-Lay's runs our area. Lay's was started in Tennessee, pretty sure.
Hey, on each side, down one side, how many did you say we're having?
12.
So 12 on each side?
24 total.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to make a bracket over here so I can keep up with it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I sent pictures, but it'd probably be easier. On the left side, we're going to go down this. We have the classic Lay's. I mean, we all know them are, like, consistently good. You know what I'm saying? We do have Golden Flakes located in Tennessee, but everyone barely eats those.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever even seen them.
Yeah, see, like, and this is just our area, you know, like, Golden Flakes exist, but I think it's a South Carolina thing, or, like, a Carolina, maybe, like, I don't know, I could be totally wrong on that. I didn't look up Golden Flakes facts, because I don't care.
You say like a cereal.
Did you say the first one is Lay's? Classic Lay's? Yeah,
Classic Lay's with barbecue Lay's. And, we're going to get in fun facts once we get started. Then below that, the next bracket is Ruffles Original versus Lay-Buey's. Then we got Pringles Original and Bugles Original. You got that down?
Can you slow it down for me? You know, I'm a little slow over here. What was after Ruffles Original?
Lay-Buey's.
Good Lord. Sorry about that.
The next one?
Pringles Original with Bugles.
All right.
And then Fritos Original with Tostino tortilla chips. But it's tortilla chips, pretty much the same, but just tried to use a name brand there. Then we have, you ready?
Yeah.
Then we got salt and vinegar chips, Lay's salt and vinegar, and Lay's dill pickle. Now, I'm not sure if they're 100% the best out of variety, you know what I'm saying? But Lay's is always consistent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why we're going. That's the only reason why I chose them. And Lay's sour cream and onion versus Funyuns. I think that one's going to be a discussion.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, that right there is going to be a super discussion. That's the last two. You got them, Jimmy?
What was the Funyuns?
Yeah, Funyuns. Yeah. On the right side bracket, the top two are going to be Cheetos and Cheeto Puffs, because I just decided we might as well get rid of one. And we all know what's better. I mean,
obviously.
But here's the next two, jalapeno cheddar Cheetos versus hers jalapeno cheese doodles. And those are like the jalapeno poppers.
That's gonna be that's gonna be an easy one.
The jalapeno cheese, what was it? The first one, jalapeno cheese what?
Jalapeno cheddar Cheetos.
Oh.
And then jalapeno cheese doodles from Hers. That is not a common brand around here, but the jalapeno cheese doodles or poppers are very popular in this area.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a Northeastern. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure it is. The next is chili cheese Fritos versus Ruffles cheddar and sour cream. I didn't know how to put them, because chili cheese Fritos are really good. And okay. And you got them, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Not why you didn't write this bracket down before we started this. Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips versus Pringle Pizza. And you ask me why these are in the top two or the top of 24. And it's because I had to find some other chips. I wanted to include Sun Chips in a way, and Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips are freaking Harvest. Delicious.
They're the best.
Yeah. And I mean, I like original Sun Chips, but I knew mm-hmm. that those would totally fail with everyone here. I don't think they would make it far into the bracket, but they are good. And a lot of people hate Sun Chips. So,
don't they have like a garden vegetable kind too?
Garden salsa.
Oh man, those
they're good, dude.
They got a sour cream and onion. Sun Chips.
Yeah, I do too. They got a sour cream and onion one too. And those are going to be, like I said, against Pringle Pizza. Them are classic. The Pringles pizza is classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and here's the heavy hitters. This, and all the reason I put them together just to get rid of one because I didn't, because they would dominate. Doritos Nachos versus Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. and I think I put them together too so that there would be a more of a little bit of discussion on what's better, you know?
Yeah.
And this bracket I probably should have put them better against each other, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I mean, I'm not a bracketologist. And the last two are Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Takis Fuego. I just thought that people love Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Takis, so I thought they should probably be put in there.
What Takis was it?
Fuego, the purple bag. And if you never had Taki Fuegos, for the people out there, they got like a really strong citric acid hit up front, like the lime. It's supposed to be lime, but it's citric acid. That sour flavor. And then the spice, they're extremely addictive. Extremely. But they will tear your mouth up because that citric acid, and you're sucking the flavor off of them. At least I do, because I want more of it, and it just destroys my mouth. You got that, Jimmy?
Yeah.
All right. So with classic Lay's and barbecue Lay's, fun fact: barbecue chips were the first type of flavored potato chip. And the most popular flavored chips in America are plain followed by barbecue. Can you guess what the third flavor is?
Sour cream and onion.
Yes. It's sour cream and onion. The classic three for Americans. Now this, I'm not sure how it goes around the world, because I know a lot of places in the world, they have like cheddar and onion.
Ketchup chips?
Yeah. And I've eaten some from, I bought from the World Market. They were from Germany, I believe. You know, it's a German product. And they, at the World Market, they sell chips that are from around the world. And they're different and they're good. Like, I'm really sad that we don't have some of the flavors that the world has. You know, so.
Yeah.
But classic Lay's and barbecue, what do y'all got down on here? What are y'all?
We'll go with barbecue.
Oh. Ooh, barbecue.
I'm going to go classic, and I'll tell you why. Because barbecue chips are so fucking disappointing. Because I love barbecue, like barbecue sauce on. Dude, if I could put barbecue sauce on pretty much anything, I would. But they never taste like barbecue sauce. They just taste like extra salty and a little tangy. Maybe a little bit of liquid smoke.
I'm gonna side with you on this, Yeti. Because ultimately, I like barbecue chips, but And this is nothing against Lay's, and I'm generalizing these chips right now. But a lot of fucking a lot of times barbecue chips ain't good.
Yeah, they really ain't. If it's an off brand,
they suck. But any off brand, you are taking it. This is why I put classic, like the Lay's brand, because if you buy a generic bag of potato chips, a lot of times you find the really hard ones. You know, the oil, like, but I'm going classic with them too. Because if there's a bag of classic and there's a bag of barbecue, I choose classic. I only eat barbecue when there's like pretzels there. I fucking hate pretzels, guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Or if there's I won't get into the next one because we're going to go to the next bracket and I don't want to spoil my choice for the next one. So we're going classic on that one.
Classic on that one.
Anybody can be pissed off about this on the classic.
You can't. Because you always know what you're going to get.
Yeah. And Jimmy's not going to say anything. He's over there. He's like, fuck it. I don't care if it's barbecue or classic. Y'all want to jump to the right side or y'all want to just go on down this bracket first?
Let's go on down this one side and then do the other.
Yeah. Ruffles Original versus Wavy Lay's.
I'm going with Wavy Lay's.
Really?
After they don't break as easy.
Really?
I don't feel like they break as easy because for when you're dipping.
You're 100% correct. They do not break as easy when you're dipping. You're right on that. I didn't think about that. But
yeah, there is.
But they're weird.
They are. They're not. They ain't right.
They ain't right.
There's something. They're thick.
Yeah. See, that's exactly what I was thinking. And I was going to say the only time I choose barbecue is when somebody has a fucking shitty bag of Wavy Lay's.
With dip, they're all right. But like just by themselves, I'll go Ruffles.
I'm siding with Yeti on that. I hate Wavy Lay's. And y'all know I'm a little bit more passionate about food than I should be. Wavy Lay's
I don't care for either one, honestly. I'd rather just have regular chips. But if I got to choose, I'd go Ruffles. There's something about the Wavy Lay's. It's just they're
Wavy Lay's were an afterthought to Ruffles.
Yeah. Yeah, you know Ruffles came to the table like, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna make fucking wibbly wobbly chips.
We're gonna make ridges in our chips.
Yeah,
we're gonna have little ridges, and then Wavy Lay's was like, well, fuck, guys, we're gonna have to make our shit wavy, so it's kind of like it, but it's not.
Yeah, so fire up that press, and let's press this tomato gook into wavy shit. While on the other hand, the Ruffles people were probably like, hey, fuck up that mandolin real quick so it'll cut uneven.
I'm in the same boat, though. And we're going to go down because I guess we don't need to discuss that top, the classic versus Ruffles yet. Pringles Original versus Bugles. Do what?
So we'll go back. Did we not pick a winner on that one?
Yeah, we got Ruffles.
Okay.
I mean, I thought that was pretty clear when I said Wavy Lay's suck.
Well, I'm going to go ahead on the next one. Like you said, I'm going to go with Pringles.
Yeah. I don't think there's Pringles versus Bugles. I mean,
Original Bugles?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Pringles all day. Because,
and
like,
I know it's not a fair fight.
It's not.
Who the fuck's going to choose Bugles? But people like Bugles. People out there like Bugles.
I like the flavored ones.
You can put them on your fingers and you can do the little witch thing.
Yeah.
But they suck.
But like
well, they don't suck. I shouldn't say they suck. I would eat Bugles if that was the only thing there.
But like the flavored ones are way better than the original.
Have you had the hot and spicy ones? Because I haven't had them because they only sell them in the big bags. Okay.
I haven't seen them.
They only come in the fucking family bags, and it's like, well, I'm by myself, and I don't, you know, like I'm trying to eat better. Fritos versus Tostinos. Fritos versus tortilla chips. And this right here is what I'm going to say. We're not talking about dip, because both of these are the best dipping chips you can fucking buy out there, pretty much. Tortilla chips are like, they go good with any dip. But on flavor alone, tortilla chips versus Fritos. And we all know a Fritos is just a thicker tortilla chip. Let's just fucking be honest. It's a sope of tortilla chips. I mean, whatever you want to say.
I'm gonna go Tostinos on this one.
Oh, I was gonna go Fritos.
I don't like Fritos.
What?
Unless there's chili on them, I don't fuck with them.
See, we're not doing it with chili, but yeah, you're right. Fuck. I don't know, Jimmy. What do you swing me here, Jimmy? If you're going on Fritos, or what are you going?
I eat tortilla chips more than anything, so I'm going with them.
You're right.
I will sit down with a bag of fucking tortilla chips and just smash them.
I can eat tortilla chips by themselves. Fritos, I can, but it's not as common. They have to be. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Especially those, what is it, Santinas? They come in the paper bag
with a little window in them. I haven't been given facts. Oh, shit.
What are you doing?
Speaking of Fritos, they had created a character, Frito Bandito, in the 60s, and it ran for like from 66 to 71, and he was racist. Yeah, he was a little stereotypical. He stole people's Fritos. That character only lasted 5 years because people complained because the stereotypes that he was a racist Bandito.
If he got called racist in the 60s and 70s, that shit was racist.
it said that it was stereotyping. It didn't really get called racist, but it was because back then, you know, it was too stereotyped. It was stereotyping Hispanics, Latinos.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call Mexicans Hispanic. My bad. Some of them take offense to that.
I can't keep the difference straight.
Well, honestly, I've ran into that. You know what I'm saying? In my lifetime.
Yeah.
So it was not good. And just so we're clear, chips. Laura Schroeder created the modern bag of potato chips in 1953. Previously, they are filled with nitrogen. Went too far down. Previously, they were sold out of wooden barrels or scooped from behind glass counters.
Oh, so they were fresh.
Yeah. Everyone made them fresh. I don't know why they don't have like the first, but anyways, I'm getting all these facts from a fact retriever. I didn't write these down, people. I would say they had the first guy that made chips. He made chips because somebody complained that their chips weren't thin enough. So I made them extremely thin and fried them to a crispiness.
Yeah. He dumped a bunch of salt on them and dude was like, them hit right. Yeah.
This is it. Where did it go? I thought I had more facts than this. Oh, wait. I think
Did we decide on Fritos or tortillas?
Yeah, man. Y'all chose tortillas. You and Yeti. Like, it's two against... If two people choose, then that goes.
Okay.
Here it is. Native American / African American chef George Crumb invented the potato chip in Saratoga Springs, New York in 1853 for a disgruntled customer who wanted his fried potatoes crispier. And there's different stories where he wanted them thinner. So,
yeah.
There you go.
I like a good mushy fried potato. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like my fried potatoes like mushy, with a little bit of crisp to like, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I feel you,
like,
man.
Like Granny used to make, you know.
I don't know what you're talking
about. No.
You talking about fried potatoes?
Yeah, fried potatoes, just a little mushy.
Oh, you talking about in like a cast iron skillet fried potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh hell yeah! God, that makes me want some now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They got crispy outer edge, but soft. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, Fritos were bought for $100. The original guy that made them bought them in Mexico for $100. He got the recipe.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Best deal ever.
Yes. Okay. We are moving along. Lay's salt and vinegar versus Lay's dill pickle, and I think we all know what's going to win this.
Salt and vinegar.
I'd rather. I'll defer to y'all on this one. Whatever y'all pick, because I think I'd rather eat dicks than eat either one of them.
Oh, dude! What, really? You don't want salt and vinegar chips?
No, I fucking hate them.
Oh, dude, salt and vinegar pork rinds are freaking delicious, and salt and vinegar almonds are pretty decent.
So I guess it's unanimous, salt and vinegar?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. fun fact, potato chip bags are not full of air. Rather, they are filled with nitrogen gas. The nitrogen prevents the chips from oxidizing or turning stale. And that gap of air in there is to protect it in shipping so that the chips don't get crushed. So people bitching that your bag of chips aren't completely full. The bags are done by weight.
Yeah.
Not by, you know what I'm saying? Not by volume of the bag. It's done by weight. So stop bitching that your bag's halfway full. There's a reason.
Well, there's also a reason why the bags are so big like that, too. Like, you see the big bag. It, you know, it's partially marketing, partially product protection. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got you. All right. So here's the debate. And a lot of people are going to get mad. Could be. I don't want to hear the shit. Yeah, just comment in the Lay sour cream versus Funyuns.
Lay sour cream for me.
This is hard for me. I love Funyuns, and sour cream chips are not my top chip. I'm just going to throw that out there. They're okay. I'm not sure what the hype is around sour cream chips and onion chips,
they're my go-to before Funyuns. So,
and see, I'm totally different. Like, I would reach for a bag of Funyuns. And we're not talking about dipping, because if we could talk about dipping, if you ever dip Funyuns in ranch dip,
oh, that sounds so good.
But we're not talking about that. Just on taste alone, I like Funyuns. It's just
Yeti.
Yeti. The hate's coming to you, bud.
I like both of them a lot, but like, okay, we do buy those big family bags of chips. And nobody in my house, nobody likes fucking sour cream and onions. So I eat all of them because I like them. But like, if we ever get Funyuns in the house, it's like a knife fight to get to them.
Yeah, but this is not between so your family. Like, what's your family like?
No, it's just like, it's tough because I eat more sour cream and onion, but I really like Funyuns more.
But so you buy more sour cream and onion.
I do.
So.
See, there's a predicament. Like, if I was to go buy chips, I'm not buying sour cream and onion chips. Never. Like, unless we're going to a party and someone's like, can you pick up a bag of sour cream and onion chips? I bring Funyuns because I love Funyuns. Like, that's just.
Honestly, if I'm going to – neither one of those are on my – like, if I'm going in to, like, go grab a bag of chips real quick, neither one of those are going to be it. But But when I go into a store and I'm just like good and toasted and I'm just like really exceptionally hungry for some reason, I will go straight to the Funyuns every time. They are the perfect munchie.
I guess
I'm going to go Funyuns.
People are going to be mad.
Funyuns speak
to that. Send your hate to Yeti. Send your fucking hate to Yeti.
Funyuns speak to that resin-coated center of my soul.
Here's a fun fact. Yeah, that we got classic Ruffles, Pringles Tostinos, and salt and vinegar and Funyuns in the three brackets on that side. So that's it on that. We're going to the cheesy side.
All right. You going to do a fun fact real quick?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
The sound of crunching adds to the pleasure of eating chips. Snackers who eat chips with headphones on report becoming bored with chips more quickly because you can't hear the crunch. See, that's the thing about Cheetos is like you don't get a whole lot of food with them because they're puffy, but that crunch makes you know what I'm saying? Like the lightness makes your brain think that you're not as full as you are, so you eat more.
Yeah.
Because you're getting excited about the crunch, but yet you don't eat it, you know, but your brain's like, oh, well, that's nothing. I just disintegrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we're fat. Cheetos. Fun fact, we're going to do Cheetos versus Cheeto Puffs. Cheetos come in 50 flavors around the world, including Fizzy Pepsi in Japan, ketchup in Poland, and strawberry in Russia, and peanut covered in Europe.
Ketchup flavored Cheetos?
Yeah. And apparently, I've never eaten ketchup chips.
I want to try some ketchup flavored Cheetos.
But from what I hear, ketchup chips are just the seasoning of ketchup. They don't taste like ketchup. They just taste like vinegary seasoned chips.
I like it. I like them. I ain't seen them in forever.
They say they're fucking great.
I really like them.
I'm not a big fan of ketchup. Like, I like ketchup on French fries and stuff, but I don't eat ketchup on hot dogs or nothing. Anyways, we're not getting into that. Cheetos versus Cheeto Puffs. And I'm going Cheetos because if you fucking choose Cheeto Puffs over Cheetos, you have got something totally wrong in your life. That's just my personal opinion. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that, but
what is that? Bro? Ketchup. It's ketchup chips. Oh, man. Yeah, I go Puffs on this one. I have several things terribly wrong with my life.
I thought I knew you. When you think you know someone. No, I'm just kidding.
The one thing I do like more about crunchy as opposed to the puffy Cheetos is I got fucked up teeth and my back teeth are all fucked up. And so like when I eat puffy Cheetos, they just get fucking stuck. He said, yeah.
Like I don't have fucked up teeth, but it does not matter. Like they're going to get stuck on your teeth. It becomes a paste. Jim, it's up to you, bud, because I'm going Cheetos. All right, just hardcore Cheetos.
Cheetos is the winner.
Oh, I knew it, man, because Jimmy does. Well, I would say that we don't have anything fucked up with our lives, but that would be a lie.
It would be.
Fun fact, before we move on to Cheeto jalapeno cheddar Cheetos versus Hers jalapeno cheese doodles, which is the jalapeno poppers. Before Cheetos used Chester Cheetah as a mascot, the company was represented by an unnamed mouse.
Huh. Wow.
And as we know, Chester Cheetah is a cool son of a bitch.
Yeah, he is.
So yeah, they knocked it out of the park with that fucker.
Yeah, they did. Fuck that mouse.
Yeah, fuck that mouse. Cheese eating motherfucker.
Puck bitch.
on this next one,
yeah,
I can't really judge because I haven't had cheese doodles, so I don't know.
Yes, you have. You've eaten the jalapeno popper cheddar cheese. Harris jalapeno popper. Cheese doodles are cheese puffs.
Yeah, they're the cheese puffs with that's jalapeno cheese.
Yeah, the jalapeno popper cheese doodles. You eat them because they used to sell them out of the fucking vending machines at work. H-E-R-R-S.
No, I never ate those. I did eat the ones that were the blue cheese and chicken. That's the ones I like.
Oh, the buffalo?
Yeah. I've never had the jalapeno poppers, though.
Man. Oh, well,
they're fucking delicious, and they're the best.
Oh, God, they are. They're fucking... But it's like, again, because it's. I think it's just regional. Those are really hard to find.
Really? So,
yeah, around here, it's...
Yeah.
You got to go to like sometimes they'll have them at UGO, which is like my favorite store for like snack stuff or like, or sometimes I'll catch them at the dollar store or something, but like jalapeno. Yeah. Like Dollar General.
Oh no, I'm talking about the Dollar Tree has, the brand hers, hot honey.
Ooh,
like honey, spicy honey cheese doodles. Oh, dude, they're fucking delicious. Anyway, so you've eaten them before, though, right?
Oh yeah. See, it's like I eat a bunch of jalapeno Cheetos because they're my go-to. If I'm gonna go into the store,
cheddar Cheetos.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go in and grab those. But, like, every time I see those Harris jalapeno popper chips, I get, like, fucking for real excited. Like, I'm just like, fuck yeah, dude. And I grab, like, as many bags as I can fucking work into the budget.
I've sworn that you've eaten them.
I'm going to go Harris on this one because they're...
Oh, yeah.
So, dude, they've got so many good flavors. They have a Carolina Reaper.
Really? I've never seen that one.
Oh, dude. It's like a Carolina Reaper cheese doodle. I've found it like two or three times, and it is fucking good. And the bag lasts forever.
Oh, here's the fact about the Cheetos. Cheetos are designed to be addictive in what is known as vanishing calorie density. Cheetos melt in the mouth quickly so that the brain thinks there are no calories in them. However, just 21 pieces contain 150 calories, 10 grams of fat. They're fucking horrible for you.
That's why I'm such a fat piece of shit. It's all Cheetos' fault.
Yeah, sneaky Cheetos. But, here it is. Another fun fact. Making 2,500 pounds of potato chips requires how many pounds of potatoes?
I'll say like 5,000.
Jimmy?
10,000.
10,000 it is.
He's no shit.
You got the facts pulled up.
No, I was just guessing.
Yep. 10,000 pounds. But, I mean, yeah. So.
But, I mean, that's like $12 worth of potatoes.
Yeah. Chili cheese Fritos or Ruffle cheddar sour cream?
I'm going to go ahead and go on this, and that's cheddar and sour cream for me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I mean, this is another one of them. I mean, if you fucking... Chili cheese Fritos are good, but come on now.
But if I'm going to eat Fritos just out of a bag with nothing on them, it's going to be the chili cheese ones.
Yep.
Yeah, that is true. That's why I didn't want to pit them against each other, because I already knew who'd win that one. This one, I was kind of like, well... Maybe somebody would go against the grain.
Nope.
Harvest cheddar sun chips versus Pringles. It's pizza. Pringles pizza.
I'm going Pringles pizza.
Sun chips.
Yes, sun chips all day.
Oh, my God. I love sun chips. Do you remember when sun chips first came out and everybody was acting like they were healthy?
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably better for you than other stuff somehow, but because they're like whole grain or whatever. But yeah. I remember when they came out, my mom, like, we were trying to go a super successful diet, you know, but my mom would buy those. She was on a kick where she would buy Sun Chips and fucking Fresca because she thought those were better for her than fucking, because she had a massive Pepsi addiction.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't drink the Fresca, so she shouldn't have to worry about some fat little kid stealing our soda.
Here's a fun fact for Sun Chips. Frito-Lay introduced the compostable bag for their Sun Chips in 2010. Consumers noticed the crinkly new bag was significantly louder than previous bags. A lot louder. The bag tested at 95 decibels,
Jesus, which is about Christ,
as loud as a motorcycle. It was discontinued in 2011.
Wow,
that's fucking loud, bro.
This next one is
oh god, dude, this is gonna be fucking hard.
Not
really
for me.
You already know.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm good.
Doritos nachos versus Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch all day.
The name Doritos means little golden things in Spanish. So we're,
you know what I like to do with the Cool Ranch chips? Dip them in ranch dip.
I'm going to tell you something weird. I'm just going to go out there. When I was a kid, I'd get a whole bunch of Cool Ranch chips, chew them up in my mouth, and then put them in the cheek. I would chipmunk them. Like, we'd be walking around and, you know, like, eat chips.
Yeah.
And then I would just
face, like, he's done this before.
No, I was just like he was, it was like a fucking big old chaw Copenhagen.
Oh, dude, I would see how big I could make it. Yeah. Anyways.
Because this thing's a flavor for days.
Doritos versus Cool Ranch.
But man. They've started putting more of the powder on the Cool Ranch now. So it's
They're called Cooler. Or what?
Yeah.
They got a different name in.
Yeah, they're Cooler Ranch and Nacho Cheesier.
Or they used to be Cooler Ranch, right?
Yeah, I think that's what they are now.
But in the UK, they're named something different. Damn it. I had this pulled up before. But go ahead, Yeti. Discuss what you would.
Man, I don't. That's tough. Because they're both, like, super versatile chips, super tasty.
God.
It's hard, man.
You know, you like them Cool Ranch.
I do. I like them both. But I think about Doritos, I think about, like, dips or putting them in sandwiches. Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to throw this out here. The nacho cheese Doritos on a bologna sandwich with mayonnaise and a slice of American cheese.
Mm.
Crunch them chips down are fucking delicious.
Or with a...
Or a taco salad.
Oh, dude.
But we're not talking this. This is by themselves.
Fuck, I'm hungry.
Doritos versus nachos versus Cool Ranch. Or as they're called over when I Googled UK Cool Ranch Doritos, Cool American.
Cool American. You know why?
Because we're fucking so fat.
Because they got the metric system and they don't have ranches over there.
Okay, that was a fucking stupid fucking joke, man. God, man. All right, let's go. I'm going nacho, man. I'm going nacho Doritos. It's just, if I go for a bag of Doritos, I like Cool Ranch. Do what?
You're just saying that because of podcast. You don't really mean it.
I do mean it, because if I eat Doritos, like, I would only buy the snack bags of Doritos of the Cool Ranch, you know, at work maybe, but I'm always leaning toward the nacho flavor. Like, it's just, I really liked the Cool Ranch as a kid though.
All right, Yeti, you're the fact.
I was gonna flip a coin, but I dropped a son of a bitch in the floor.
Hold on, I had a penny.
I got a quarter right here.
All right. Heads is nacho cheese. Tails is Cool Ranch. Cause I like them both about the same, really.
All right, here we go. It's heads.
Nacho cheese.
All
right. Right on.
And fun fact about Doritos, it is the top-selling chip during the Super Bowl weekend.
I believe it, man. All them dips, all them Super Bowl dips, boy.
Dude, fucking Cool Ranch Doritos or nacho cheese dips in the bean dip or cheese dip. Fucking good. All right.
Speaking about that.
We make a taco. Do what?
No, I was just going to say, NFL better get their shit together if they want them ratings back.
Fuck yeah. we made
Tito's versus Takis. Oh, you make a taco.
Yeah, it's a taco salad. Okay, it's like Doritos and, you know, taco meat and lettuce and tomatoes and cheese and a little bit of sour cream. But then you put like Italian dressing in it. And I don't know. It's so fucking good. It's just like that plain Italian dressing just kind of kicks it up a little bit. My sister-in-law, or my ex-sister-in-law, that was her thing.
I think next time taco salad, that's where I'm getting some nacho cheese Doritos.
Wait, hold on. Say how you make you put Italian dressing in a taco salad?
Yeah, it's basically like you got your chips and your beans and your meat. Lettuce and tomatoes, onions, shredded cheese, and then fucking sour cream, and then just hit it with the Italian dressing.
Like a little bit, not a lot.
Yeah, not a whole bunch.
That sounds fucking gross, dude. I'm just
it's good. It's like I know. I was skeptical too.
I'm over here like, I don't know, bro.
Kind of like cheese on apple pie. I was skeptical too, but then I was sold. Taste buds sold me.
I see. I mean, yeah, the taste buds are weird. Yeah. All right. So, still gross. All right. No, I'm just kidding. Flamin' Hot Cheetos versus Takis Fuego. Here's a fun fact. Former Frito-Lay janitor Richard Montanez came up with the idea for Flamin' Hot Cheetos after taking a batch home with him from work. He was inspired by the Mexican street food called elote and sprinkled chili powder on them.
Well, I'm going with Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So...
yeah. It's hard for me because I really like Takis. I really like Flamin' Hot.
The reason I'm going with Flamin' Hot Cheetos is because I don't eat Takis.
Yeah, they'd be too spicy for you anyways.
Yeah. Like, I like Takis a lot, but if I go, like I would just grab Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, you know? That's true. You're right. Yeah.
That the winner?
Yeah, Hot Cheetos.
Put them, the dynamite ones? It's like the thing that's rolled up.
Is that Takis?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's another fun fact about Hot Cheetos. When, it's not really fun, parents let their kids eat so much of them that it actually eats through their stomach lining.
Oh, wow.
Because you know how parents are neglective and just say, here, have more chips. It's actually not good for little Jimmy that's 6 years old to eat bags and bags of fucking Hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
No, only Hot Cheetos. Just
like I got a Hot Cheetos story. I got a Hot Cheetos story. I was this was over a decade ago. So like, you know, but I was like real baked. And I was at my ex-fiance's parents' house, and they had this 180-pound Rottweiler. His name was Bear, and he was the sweetest dog I've ever met in my entire life. And I had a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and I was eating them. And, like, one of the big bags.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm eating these, because he comes over, and he puts his paw on me. And I was like, buddy, you don't want. Yeah. I mean, these are spicy. And he kept, and I was like, you know what? Here, you can have one. So I gave him one, and he loved it. Okay? So I sat on the couch, and he sat across the room, and I was throwing him to him, and he would either catch him or pick him up off the floor. And it's just me and this dog in the living room just vibing. I'm just hired hell. I'm like hired in pterodactyl pussy. it's just me and my munchies and the dog, and we're having a fun time. But as he's eating the spicy chips, he starts to slobber, right? Like you do. And it's got all the red color in it. Okay, so he's got this red, thick slobber dripping out of his fucking mouth. Okay, and then like four or five people walk into the room. It's just me and this enormous fucking Rottweiler, and he's just got this blood red shit dripping out of his mouth. It took me a while to calm everybody down.
Oh man!
They're like, "What the fuck? What did he do?" And I was like, "No, he's fine."
I bet. Fucked yeah. Shit like crazy later.
Oh yeah, he did. I went home. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just like, I always share my food with Bear, so I might as well share these too.
Okay. Let's move back. Lay's versus Ruffles. Classic Lay's versus Ruffles.
What do y'all think about making this a two-part series and hyping up the next episode? And I was going to put out this, what we have so far on social media, just to tell people, tune in to the next episode to see who wins. Or do y'all want to...
How long are we into it? Is that what you're saying?
We're an hour and 3 minutes in.
Oh, we're on a roll, though.
Okay, well,
we keep going. I would think that we'd keep going.
Yeah, let's just keep going. Season finale.
That's it.
Well, I could have put it out like one part two of the season finale, but yeah.
Yeah, we can do that, too, as long as we just keep recording. I don't want to stop and then come back.
Okay, I got you. Sorry about that.
All right, classic versus Ruffles.
Ooh.
Classic.
Many breakfast cereals. Hey, many breakfast cereals, including cornflakes, contain more salt than a small bag of chips.
No shit.
Yeah. So what about that? Anyways, but I don't. I mean, that's a whole box of fucking cornflakes versus a small bag of chips.
Oh. Well, that's kind of misleading.
Yeah, it is. That's why I had to say it. I'm going classic on this. Like, if somebody's alarm's going off. If I'm going, classic. I mean, I'm not going Ruffles on this. Mm-hmm. Like, if I grab a bag of chips, it's classic.
Going Ruffles.
You're going Ruffles.
Yeah, if we're not doing dip, I'm going classic.
Yeah, we're not doing dip here, Jimmy.
Okay, classic. Yeah, you're right.
It won't matter. You're
There's something about the like with a soda or with sweet tea and that just plain chip. You know, it's so good.
All right. I had a really good one. I don't know where it's at. Oh, a type of potato chip called the whole shebang is also called jail chips, because they are only sold in prison. The chips, however, are unusually delicious, and former prisoners have set up message boards and Facebook pages in an attempt to get their snack fix on the outside.
Bruh, the whole shebang, Keefe Coffee, uh, and there's these little packages of dried refried beans. It's like dehydrated and add hot water, and it turns into the bombest refried. I mean, from what I've heard, you know, allegedly.
Well, the whole shebang chip, which is probably there's a chip in Canada because Lay's ketchup chips are really popular in Canada. Well, they have like a chip that has everything where they take all the flavors and put it on the chip.
Oh, yeah, all dressed. I'm curious
if that's not the whole shebang in the prison system. You know what I mean? Because they mix all of them together, but I've never had them, which I would like to try. Well, I mean, I'm not going to prison to try them, though. I'm just throwing that out there. Pringles versus Tostinos. Tostinos. Frita. Tortilla chips.
Yeah, I'm still going for tortilla chips on this one. Over plain Pringles? Yeah.
You're going Tostinos?
No, yeah, over plain Pringles? Yeah. Bro.
No, there's no way. Pringles. Nope, I'm going for Pringles.
Like, any other flavor of Pringles would have won. But the original ones?
Nah. Pringles are not potato chips. A high court ruled that because Pringles are made from dough, they're more like a biscuit or a cake. That was over in the UK because they got caught with some sort of tax. If they were chips,
yeah, it was like the crisp tax or something like that. Yeah.
Where are you going, Jimmy?
Pringles.
Pringles. Yeah, that's what. He said,
That's okay.
Salt and vinegar versus Funyuns. We already know the winner.
Yeah, Funyuns.
Funyuns. Like, there's just no fucking way.
Yeah.
And this is where our brackets. It'll be a little bit different than every other bracket. Yeah, because we're going to go head to.
I'm trying to find an actual bracket to make a professional looking one. Yeah,
no, it's not one. No, this is made up by me.
Huh. Talking about because of the number of the amount you did.
Yeah.
There's not. I'm like, there's not one. Damn it.
Yeah, there's not one. No, I could have told you that. You didn't ask. Yeah, I did it fucked up just so because it would be us. This is our bracket.
Yeah.
We don't do it like normal because I'm not doing a top 32. I'm not doing a top 32. You know what I'm saying? Like,
16 wasn't enough.
Yeah, 16 wasn't enough. And I settled for 24, and it's an odd number, but I got it worked out. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I'm a good looking one, though.
I don't care. That's up to you. You designed one on what is that software called? That you design stuff on, you know, with the little where you put the little squares and names and shit in, where you got to be certified on that to get office jobs.
Oh, fucking Excel.
Yeah, there you go. Cheetos, regular Cheetos versus the jalapeno popper cheese doodles from Hers.
This is unfair.
No, why is that unfair?
Yeah, I'm gonna go cheat. No, I'm fucking with you. I'm gonna go Hers jalapeno poppers.
Whew. He said, boy, that's unfair. I don't know, man. Cheetos are really good, though. It's gonna piss a lot of people off.
They don't hold a candle to them Hers jalapeno popper chips, though.
They don't. You're right.
They don't.
Jalapeno cheese doodles.
On their best day.
Hers. Ruffles, cheddar sour cream versus Harvest cheddar sun chips.
Ah, this is the hard one.
Cheddar sour cream.
I'm going Ruffles. Yeah, the cheddar sour cream Ruffles are way better. Fun fact, one small Dorito chip contains over 30 ingredients. What are you going?
No shit.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It doesn't matter. It's kind of like voting in Tennessee.
What would you choose?
Given, like, if you had a bag of each and was like, here, you can have either one, I'd go Sun Chips.
I probably would too, but
I fucking love Sun Chips, man. There's something about the texture.
But the cheddar sour cream ruffles
have so good. They do. But
the Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip comes through more on the cheddar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're good.
I'm going, why do I have to explain myself to you, Yeti? Fuck you.
I just feel like
no.
I just feel like the cheddar sour cream are more salty.
They are. You're right. They are.
I'm not a big fan. Like, I don't like salty food.
Nacho Dorito, man, fuck, versus Hot Cheetos. I mean, come on.
Hot Cheetos.
What?
Yeah, duh.
Nacho cheese.
Nacho fucking Doritos. You can suck a dick, dude.
Y'all are high. Shut up. Hot Cheetos are way better.
No, you're fucking stupid. fun fact, Lay's potato chips was the first snack food advertised on television.
Well, we do.
And here we go. In the Eastern Conference, we have classic versus Pringles versus Funyuns. We have to root one out.
Classic
versus Pringles or Funyuns.
I'm saying Pringles are fucking totally kicked out. Yeah, I was about to say Pringles got to go.
I can't believe they made it this far. I'll be honest with you.
I can't either.
Like, as far as it goes, like, I was going to go Fritos, but I mean, when you put them up against fucking tortilla chips.
Yeah.
So, the Pringles are gone. This is where ours is weird. So, we're doing the top three because why not?
Shit, sorry, excuse me.
It's the jalapeno poppers.
Hey, but I did. I'm taking out, my choice is to take out the cheese noodles out of the other side.
What's the other side?
Ruffles, cheddar sour cream, nacho Doritos, and Pears cheese doodles.
That's tough.
And as much as I love the jalapeno poppers, do I like them more than Ruffles, cheddar, and sour cream?
I'd get rid of Doritos.
Oh,
to be completely honest,
I was going to get rid of the rust. But I'd get rid of the Hairs over the Ruffles. I mean, if we're going breaking it down, I would get rid of the cheddar sour cream. But since there's a deadlock here, we're definitely getting rid of the puffs.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. They made it to almost to the end, so that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, I did have name brackets for this, and I forgot. It would have been the something six. Savory six.
Savory six. There it is. God damn it.
I forgot all about that. I was going to. Funyuns versus classic potato chips.
Funyuns.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, Funyuns. Funyuns are, yeah.
That's, damn, people are going to be mad about them. Funyuns are better. Funyuns.
If you don't agree that Funyuns are better than regular potato chips, I respect your opinion. Even, you have every right to that opinion. You have every right to be completely wrong. And I respect you.
Ruffles versus Doritos. Ruffles cheddar sour cream.
If I go in the store, I'll pick up a bag of cheddar sour cream before I would Doritos.
Yeah, I do like the cheddar sour cream more than I like Doritos.
Son of a fucking whore.
Oh man, this last one's gonna be tough.
I already know what I'm getting.
And here's look, but I already wrote out, like, I don't know if y'all can see, like, the ruffles. I already had a line going with it and the two going up because I knew y'all would probably choose that. Actually, I didn't. That was a mistake. But yeah. I can say that. Funyuns versus Ruffles sour cream and cheddar. Cheddar sour cream.
Here comes, I'm going to put a drum up.
I just got a phone call. I had to find it. I'm going Funyuns, guys.
Cheddar yeah, Funyuns.
What? Wow. Wow, I did not expect that one.
Yeah, I'm going Funyuns, and fuck, I can't believe they won.
It's crazy.
This is fucking, this bracket is horrible.
If you got to go catch that phone call, I can do the outro.
It wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't my brother.
All right. Well, I'll be right. Hang on just a second. I'll be right back. Fuck.
Go. I can't believe. Holy fuck. This wasn't supposed to happen. This was not supposed to happen. Funyuns was not supposed to win.
Now I got to figure, try to find a way to make a damn a fucked up bracket. Hey. Since you decided to do 24.
Well, y'all didn't come up with anything.
I gotta figure out how to make a damn box.
Fucking Funyuns. Beyond the basement okay, certified.
Let's start this again. Funyuns wasn't supposed to win, guys. Yeti's back. Funyuns wasn't supposed to win. This. There are going to be a lot of mad people. Y'all don't like fucking Doritos. This is blows my mind. That y'all don't like nacho cheese Doritos. Well, but that's okay, though, because you know what? Because everyone would have thought either Cheetos or nacho Doritos would have won, but you are fucking wrong because Funyuns are the best chip / puff, corn puff, because it's made out of cornmeal. And it's, if you took a Cheeto and you made it up with the Funyun seasoning, it would still be a Funyun. Like, it would be the same thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, a chip didn't win the chip bracket.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Funyuns are the best, man. Like,
they are. And ultimately, I didn't think they'd win, but deep down, I kind of wanted them to win. But they're my favorite chip. They are.
I think that, like, with nacho cheese Doritos, that was just like plain chips, basically, while you know, the whole time we're growing up and shit. So it's like, oh, whatever, nacho cheese Doritos. And to me, anyway, I'm just like, fucking whatever. Because, I mean, they're also like super versatile or whatever. You can dip them in anything and they're good. But Funyuns are so much better. And you can't really dip Funyuns in anything.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can.
But why would you? Any dip is fucking delicious with Funyuns.
Oh.
Trust me.
Funyuns on a sandwich, too?
Yeah. Ah. Funyuns are good, bro. Funyuns are just good. You can put them on your finger as a ring.
Yeah. Yeah, the little ones. Yeah.
Anyways, people are going to be mad. Let us know if you are mad, if we were wrong. What favorite chips do you have? Or crisp or puffs? What's your favorite? Just let us know. And I hope we do catch hate on this.
Yeah.
Sort of. Not really. Because I kind of like people liking me a little bit. But yeah. So Funyuns. There's my bracket.
Do share your opinions.
Jimmy, there you go. There's the perfect bracket way that you do it.
There it is, right there. Bam.
Shot that, and you just put that. But yeah, so thanks for listening. Make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube and Instagrams and all that, and hit up T Public for merch. Yep. And just thanks, man. You know, if you spent this whole time listening to us, we greatly appreciate it. Hope you like this season A of Beyond the Basement. We'll be back in a couple weeks, and we'll continue the fun, you know?
Yeah. We taking a break between seasons or regular schedule, or how are we going to do that?
Not sure.
Y'all are bitches.
But, yeah, so... Just thanks for listening. If you spent, yeah, you know, we appreciate everyone.
We do. Please we super appreciate y'all.
Please share us with your friends.
Please do.
So, dick hair, guys. Dick hair.
Dick hair.
Dick hair now.
Oh, and thank you, Alex and Isaac and Wes.
Yeah, appreciate y'all for detonating the old Patreon. Your contributions to our plot for world domination are noticed, and they are very helpful. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Take care.